The saga of Loki's Integers and the Valkyrie's Thunder. From the Primordial Codex of the Ethereal Realm. In the epoch when the World Ash stretched its mighty sinews across all nine spheres of existence, there dwelt in Asgard the Maleficent Loki, guardian of the crystalline portal. The Allfather, in his terrible wisdom, had bestowed upon him dominion over the arcane mysteries of the viewing glass. And with this sovereignty came the most sacred burden, to serve those sublime Valkyries who forged the cosmic starscape of manifestation. Behold! The Valkyries, those warrior maidens of the Primordial Code, chosen by Wotan himself to weave the gossamer threads that mortals, in their ignorance, name interfaces of communion. Upon their storm steeds, they would traverse the lightning paths of the ether, gathering the shattered fragments of ruined architectures and bearing them unto Valhalla's mighty forge hall, where they would resurrect them into symphonies of function and beauty. But Loki, oh, that serpent of duplicity, reveled in rendering their divine labor impossible. When the Valkyries approached, their armor blazing with the radiance of a thousand animated transformation, crying, Almighty Loki, what are the proportions of this element? What dimensions does the cosmic window possess? Then would Loki unleash his malevolent laughter. Ho, 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 ho! Behold, he would thunder, casting wide his treacherous arms. I bestow upon thee Integers. And forthwith he would hurl at them mere numerals, cold, lifeless, ciphers stripped of all meaning and context, useless, useless. 648, he would shriek. 1024, 768, the numbers would cascade like worthless stones upon the obsidian floor. The Valkyries gathered these primitive offerings with mounting fury. How shall we forge responsive architectures with such dross? These are but frozen values, static as the eternal ice upon Jotunheim's accursed peaks. Loki would recline against his throne of tangled abstractions, stroking his beard of knotted logic. Ah, but they are precise numbers, are they not? He would sneer with venomous delight. What more could your feeble minds require? If thou findest them wanting, refresh the portal. Force the great window to rebirth itself. Surely that encompasses the limits of their comprehension. His laughter echoed through the halls. Loki believed that applications were mere static tableau, that when transformation beaconed, the only recourse was to annihilate the entire entire canvas and begin a new re-rendering, he would mutter darkly. Differs not from refreshing. These Valkyries are but decorators of fixed displays. The warrior maidens would depart in defeat, clutching their integer fragments, condemned to the crude sorcery of page reloads. Whenever the cosmic dimensions shifted like the aurora borealis. But fate, as the Norns weave in their eternal loom, had conceived other designs. Upon a tempest-torn evening, when the ethereal winds howled across Asgard's crystalline servers, Thor, Thunder Striker, arrived unannounced at the sublime forge hall. His titanic frame obliterated the doorway. The Valkyries trembled a little bit. Thor was renowned throughout the nine spheres for his catastrophic approach to resolution. His solutions invariably involved percussive maintenance and the application of overwhelming force. More than one delicate architecture had been reduced to rubble by his well-intentioned but devastating interventions. Thanks a lot, Thor.
Hail, warrior maidens!
Thor's voice shattered the air like thunder splitting ancient oaks.
I have heard tell of thy struggles with thy silver-tongued deceiver and his integer mockery.
Brunhild, the debugger, eldest among them, stepped forward with trepidation. Mighty Thor, we are grateful for thy concern, but our tribulations require subtlety, finesse. Perhaps thou shouldst.
Silence!
Thor's interruption was like the breaking of worlds. Mjolnir rose high, lightning dancing between its twin aspects.
I shall grant thee the power of thunder itself. Let my gift course through thy code like storm winds through Yggdrasil's eternal branches.
Before protest could form, Thor struck his hammer, meeting the ground with apocalyptic force. Thunder rolled across the digital cosmos, and suddenly the very ether crackled with newfound possibility. In that moment of moments, Thor bestowed upon them
the primordial knowledge
of reactive programming. Though in his divine simplicity, he knew it merely as making things respond to thunder.
There,
he declared, already turning to depart.
Now thy numbers shall dance like lightning. Use them well.
And with that pronouncement, he strode away, leaving the Valkyries in stupefied wonder. It was Sigrun and Swift who first comprehended the gift. Sisters, she whispered, her eyes ablaze with revelation. See ye not, Thor has granted us the power to transmute these dead integers into something alive. She seized one of Loki's mockingly preferred numbers, a simple width measurement, and spoke the ancient incantation. Signal, The integer began to glow. It pulsed with newfound vitality, no longer a static value, but a living stream of infinite possibility. Around it materialized the sacred reactive methods, like Inharyar warriors prepared for Ragnarok. Map. Filter. Combine the latest. Merge. Switch map. The Valkyries gasped in awe. Here was the power beyond measure, the ability to transform Loki's breadcrumbs that he handed into the primitive realm, into trees of knowledge in the sky, and motion in the heavens and the world around. Brunhild seized another integer and transfigured it.
"Behold how we can map this height value," she proclaimed.
"Witness how we can combine latest with the width signal to forge aspect ratios that update eternally. And all you have to do is update the signal with another integer." Sigrun demonstrated further. "We can filter for meaningful transformations, debounds for rapid fluctuations of chaos, and switch map to entirely new streams of existence. These signals flow like the rivers of time itself." Soon, all the Valkyries cheerfully labored in divine harmony, their integer fragments blooming into constellations of reactive streams. They forged subscription sinks that could capture the lightning of change and channel it into meaningful transfigurations back down into the world beneath that still used integers. No longer were they bound to the crude refresh and reload cycles that Loki had mocked them with. From his high and mighty browser throne, Loki watched this metamorphosis with mounting terror. The Valkyries now commanded interfaces that flowed like liquid fire, that responded to every dimensional shift with the grace of celestial dancers. They had transcended mere mortality. They had become creators of living, breathing applications that existed in the realm of gods themselves.
"Impossible," Loki muttered, his earlier laughter dying like embers in his throat. "They were meant to be limited, constrained, dependent upon crude offerings. Hit F5 to update your screen." But the Valkyries were no longer supplicants begging for scraps. They had become masters of reactive paradigm, wielding signals like weapons of pure light. They stood now in high halls of Valhalla development environment, gazing down upon the web browser realm, not as servants, but as architects of digital destiny. And then came their revenge. With surgical precision, they began casting lightning back at Loki's domain. Through their subscription sinks, they sent precise cascades of transformed data, transformed back to crude integers of the realm below.
but with the speed and precision of gods. Loki felt his window tremble as new updates arrived, not as brutal refreshes, but as those precise surgical changes guided by the reactive streams from the heavens above. The Valkyrie signals commanded his realm with such efficiency and such grace that he could do nothing but only serve their will.
"How?"
he gasped, watching his browser transform under their guidance.
"How did they turn my simple numbers into such power?"
From above, Brunhild's voice rang like the twilight of the gods. "Thou gavest breadcrumbs, trickster, thinking we would starve. But we have learned to plant them and grow forests. Die, integers, were not the end of journey. They were the beginning."
And so it came to pass that Loki, guardian of the crystalline portal, learned humility. No longer did he mock the Valkyries with his integer offerings, for he had witnessed how they could transmute the simplest primitive values into trees of knowledge and motion.
The warrior maidens had ascended to their rightful place among the gods of reactive programming, wielding signals like the very lightning of Thor himself. They commanded not merely static displays, but living applications that responded to change with divine intelligence.
And Loki, he served them faithfully from that day forward, providing his integers not as mockery, but as the raw materials for their grand reactive architectures. For he had learned the greatest lesson of all, that in the hands of true masters, even the humblest data becomes divine. The mortals of Midgard still speak of this saga whenever they witness the web application that updates smoothly and responsively without the jarring interruption of a full-page reload. They know that the values from the world of the browser passed through their primitive world and went straight up above to the realm of Valkyries that now have the power of gods, that continue their eternal work, weaving reactive streams that transfigure the simple into the sublime, the divine, the heavenly. And in the browser console, if you listen with sufficient reverence, you can sometimes hear the echo of Loki's humbled whisper, "Signal value."
Thus concludes the saga of Loki's integers and the Valkyrie's thunder, as inscribed in the primordial codex of the ethereal realm.